Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to address the questions on stateless persons as raised by Madam Distinguished Member of the Committee. In our law on law nationality, we do have, when it comes to the nationality of stateless person, whether they can obtain law nationality. And first of all, if concerning a child, if the child is born out of the father and mother who are stateless, and the father and mothers have fully integrated into the Lao society and culture, and upon request, the child can obtain the Lao nationality. And also, the condition or the criteria for a foreigner, a stateless person, to obtain the Lao nationality, there are several conditions. And for example, they should speak Lao, understand Lao well, and they should respect the Lao constitution and live in Lao for stateless person and foreigner 10 years or more. And for other people, like for experts, for people who has contributed to the Lao development or something, and this is 3 years. So these provisions of the law on the nationality aim at reduction of statelessness, and which occur in the many countries in the world. But in the Lao PDR, we don't have many stateless persons. And that's why, but it's very important, because the fact that being stateless mean there will be impact on the right. If you are women, you will have more double impact. Thank you, Madam Chair.